Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Welcome in to Off the Woodwork here on 92.9 The Game in an Atlanta Soccer Tonight special. Madison Cruz here as we are getting set for the NWSL Championship between Washington Spirit and Gotham FC. It's been a chaotic tournament, to say the least, heading into the championship. A lot of upsets. In one of the biggest upsets in NWSL history, especially with Gotham. I think there's so many storylines that come with this NWSL championship, from the start to the way the entire season played out and just how free-flowing it all is becoming. And we're now getting to one of the biggest stages for NWSL, especially as we head into Saturday's matchup. This match is going to be at 8 p.m. on Saturday. It's going to be a must watch and listen as well. Ben, we'll get to that later on in the segments as we get things rolling here on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. But one thing I want to do before we get into all of that, let's go ahead and recap everything that happened in the tournament for both of these sides. It starts immediately with Gotham. They faced Kansas City Current and in a matchup where they did the unthinkable. It was number 8 versus number 1. And they were able to do it in extra time. It was a 2-1 victory for Gotham FC. They came away with it and they moved on. And listen, for NWSL, that was the biggest upset. The biggest upset in NWSL history. Absolutely insane. It was the third minute of extra time. And that's how Gotham got it done. And it was also Kansas City. They did something incredible in a season for them where it was a top-seeded season, record-setting season for Kansas City, and Gotham, the 8th seed, was able to come in and wreck it and absolutely come away with the victory. They then moved on, faced the reigning champions in Orlando Pride. They got the result. I mean, thanks to Jaden Shaw, who has had a breakthrough season since coming to Gotham. She's been able to step up huge, and she did in that semifinal matchup. And now they face their rivals in Washington Spirit. So let's go to the other side with Washington Spirit, as they were able to come in and they face Louisville, and they were able to come in penalties. They won in penalties in that one. It was a 1-1 draw in regulation, and then Washington Spirit won 3-1 in penalties in that one. They then moved on, face the Portland Thorns, and that was a 2-0 victory. Absolutely brilliant stuff from Gift Monday, as well as Corey Bethune. Corey Bethune, a player that we know and love here in Georgia, especially with UGA. Absolutely incredible. Now, I know you don't want to hear from me and me yapping about these goals and what happened in the matchup, so thanks a lot to John Nelson. He was able to do some digging for me, and he was able to find the highlights for these matches. So let's go ahead and give that to you now. Let's go ahead and start with that matchup and Jaden Shaw's brilliant goal to make it 1-0 for Gotham as they took down Orlando Pride to move on.
Rose Lavelle is fouled, and this is prime set-piece territory for Gotham.
This is a great opportunity. This all comes down to decision-making. Looks like Rose Lavelle's going to take it with the left foot in swinger. Massive opportunity for Gotham to really put one in where it hurts on this Orlando Pride team.
Juan Carlos Amaro's saying of Rose Lavelle, when she is on the field, you feel something special can happen. She and Jaden Shaw both staring down the goal, decisions to be made. Who's going to take it? How are they going to hit it? Everyone awaiting the decision. Shaw, Lavelle, Gotham. What a chance. It is Shaw putting it right on goal. And it's in! Gotham scores! What a delivery! What a finish!
From Gotham were excellent. Emily Sonnet runs across Anna Morehouse's eye line. It looked like Midge Purse almost got a touch on it, but look at this ball. Such a good ball. And Abello just ducked at the worst moment, because I'm not quite sure why she was ducking, because it allowed the ball. We'll take another look here, look. And then just ducks in that moment. Emily Sonic's right in the eye line. And again, Jaden Shaw comes up when it really matters. I mean, there's going to be a couple of minutes added on, Jen, based upon, you know, the ball and the stoppages. And we saw Ann-Katrine Berger, the power pace. It was such a great ball in. Any touch would have made it go, and it could have gone in as an own goal. And it went in off of Jaden Shaw. It was a great ball into the box. I was wondering who was going to take it, Rose Lavelle. What a great time to score. And this Gotham FC team are just gone. They've finished in eighth, Jen. Look at them.
For Orlando. It's Pride team that is looking to defend their title. Puts it into the box and it's saved by Berger! Oh my! That may be a championship winning save by Berger. At least the chance to play for that championship. Wow. Talk about coming up big when you need it.
Jen, I've got goosebumps, genuinely. That is one of the best saves I've seen this season and beyond. It's such a great ball in from Marta, but look at this save from Ann-Katrine Berger. We'll take another look at it. Look at that.
Berger, you best believe this Gotham team is headed back to the championship. They get the big save. They get the late goal, and they get a chance to play for the title.
Moving on to Washington Spirit, let's see how everything went down in that matchup as Washington was able to take down the Portland Thorns. It all started with a beautiful assist from Rosemond Kouassi, who was able to find Gift Monday, who also delivered a very nice gift for the Washington Spirit to start things off. And then we'll see Croy Bethune and her brilliance of a goal to make it 2-0.
The supporters in full voice. Corner lifted in, strongly away from Hirschfeld. And Kouassi wants to get running, and look at all this room, in behind the defense. Off goes Rose Kouassi, has Monday for company. Kouassi for Monday, 1-0. A lightning quick counterattack. Rose Kouassi flying from one end to the other.
It was just exceptional desire from Kouassi. The determination to be able to get in behind, get to that ball first, but then to compose herself in the exact right moment. Arnold has to come off her line to try to make the play, but that leaves Gift Monday open for that easy slot. And she's not going to miss from that position, but it's all about Kouassi, her ability to get there first and then open up the game and get that first goal.
An electrifying counterattack to give Washington Spirit the lead in this semifinal. Washington have largely been in control of the game, but with only the one goal lead, still in the balance, and we know Washington have a flair for the dramatic. Moultrie trying from long distance, but takes a deflection, and Bernal lifting away. Hyatt letting it bounce and plays it back, presents it towards Bethune, looking around the keeper, and can slide in the second goal. Cry Bethune, Washington, take the two-goal lead in the semifinal, and take a giant leap towards the NWSL Championship.
Just to continue to put this game out of reach, Hyatt doesn't deal with it initially, and then it's just an under-hit pass to put Mackenzie Arnold in that position to come off her line. But at that point in time, Corey Bethune's always hunting it down. All she needs is that touch right there. Little glance over her shoulder and just slowly and calmly rifles that into the back of the net to increase the lead by two. It was a wonderful work from Bethune. The amount of players that they were putting Portland under pressure, not dealt with.
Abby Odom recovers.
Once again, a big thank you to our friends over at CBS for providing these highlights for us here. And one person who knows a lot about Gotham FC, had the chance to call a lot of those matches, especially in the tournament, was Jen Hildreth. She joined John Nelson on SDH AM this week to talk a little bit about that matchup against Orlando Pride, where Gotham FC took home the 1-0 victory. That match she called, but also previewing this final and what that can mean for Gotham.
But walking into this playoff, if I had told you it was going to be Gotham and Washington that were going to be in the final, what would you have said at the beginning of the playoffs?
Beginning of the playoffs, possible.
Okay.
But not likely.
Okay.
I mean, Gotham's the eighth seed.
But are they eight, though?
Are they truly an eight? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they truly an eight.
They truly are.
Okay.
With the performance that they had during the year, they are.
Okay.
Like, that was the season they had. Do they have the skill to be much better than that? Absolutely. Do they have this wonderful team chemistry, which is an intangible that really comes out in the playoffs? They've shown that, you know. But this team has not consistently been able to perform throughout the season, and that's why they were the eighth seed. I mean, every team went through ups and downs, but let's be honest. The second that Kansas City got knocked out of the playoffs by Gotham, it was open to anybody because, hands down, Kansas City was the best team in the league this year. That is not even up for debate. It's one of the best regular seasons in NWSL history that Kansas City put together. However, Kansas City without Temuschwinga is a different team.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to them right at the end of the season where they really didn't have a chance to adapt to it. Happened to the Orlando Pride losing Barbara Banda, but that was in August. They struggled for the next six games, didn't get a win. They figured it out. They got that goal production back up through other people. Kansas City never had that chance. And then to compound that, they lose Michelle Cooper. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Gotham because I thought they played one of their best games in that quarterfinal at Kansas City. It was the game plan executed beautifully. But I think it's anybody's championship to win the second Kansas City gets knocked out.
This weekend, when it comes to the title game, what are you looking at with the eighth seed in Washington? And I will have a Trinity Rodman follow-up question after this. But when you see this matchup, what sticks in your head? What are the keys to victory? If you and I are in the booth and we run that tombstone down low, keys to victory, what are the keys for you?
I truly think that the team that is willing to put a little more into their attack will in the end. Mm-hmm. And when they do it, can they do it at the right time?
Yeah.
And can it pay off? Both of these teams are very sound defensively. However, Washington has definitely had to make some more adjustments here as of late. Gabby Carl being out, that's a big loss for them. Tara McKeown, maybe not at quite 100%. She's a leader of that back line. So I think Gotham has proven they are very sound defensively. That center back pairing of Jess Carter and Emily Sonnet, I mean, best in the league, those two. So they're going to hold it down defensively. Gotham has been doing that. I mean, if you look at Gotham's numbers, and I mean, obviously, I have an intimate look at their last three games, actually. I've called the last three of them. They have less XG.
Mm-hmm.
They have fewer shots. They are fewer touches in the opposition box. Pretty much every attacking category, less than, mm-hmm. except the one that counts in the end, which is they find a way to get goals. They had one shot on goal. One in that semifinal at Orlando, and it was a free kick that bounced in.
Yeah.
So things going right, you know, they're figuring out. But anyway, so what I always want to see in a game, mm-hmm. and I think it's going to be low scoring. I mean, I called these two in the regular season. It was 0-0. Neither of them really gambled. They just They were smart. They were conservative. They knew each other. Is somebody going to gamble and pick the right time to do so? And are they going to be able to execute it? That's what I'm looking for. I think it is going to be very low scoring. I think we're talking 1-0. If it goes into extra time, so if it stays regulation or extra time, I don't see how you bet against Gotham. I just don't. I can't anymore. Even though Washington is the favorite, they had the better season. They deserve the second seed that they have. If I look at their team player for player, both of these teams have tremendous rosters. But I look at that Washington team, and I think especially firepower-wise, they've delivered more often. Okay, so that gives me encouragement. Now, Gotham, though, what they've done the last two, you cannot bet against this team. You just can't. They dare you to. Underdog my ass, as Jaden Schott would say. Right? Okay? I can actually say it. Well, hopefully.
Yes, you can. No, look. We get the E rating all the time. Okay. So the story's done.
But look, if this goes to a shootout, then I think you got to go Washington. Because Aubrey Kingsbury in a shootout is the queen. Aubrey Kingsbury, the queen. It's been incredible. She has saved 5 of the last 6 penalties she has faced in a shootout. And that includes the quarter or the semifinal last year where Gotham had one of the worst shootout performances ever against Washington. And they lost 3-0 in the shootout. So anyway, there you go. I don't know if I gave you, is it picking the moments? Is it finding Trinity Rodman? If she plays, how much does she play? Mm-hmm. Can Esther get more involved for Gotham? Because she was pretty much non-existent in that semifinal and she'd missed the previous 3 games. She's second in the Golden Boot. They have to get her touches. They didn't do that in that semifinal. So I think finding those moments, and there's not going to be many of them, but can they find them? Can they execute? That's going to be the difference in this match.
This championship match, I think, has the absolute writing for it to just be absolutely insane. It's one of those matches where I don't think you realize what's going to go down, what's going to happen. I think there's so many different layers to it. You look at Gotham, the 8 seed, coming in and able to get the job done against all odds in a season for them where they kind of fluctuated in the table too. It all came down really to that last day as well. They were able to get the 8 seed and they were able to come in and get the job done. And you had Washington Spirit, who was number 2. It's number 2 versus number 8 in San Jose. It's absolutely the making of just everything that you want in a championship matchup. Not only for that, but also we know that this is a rival. We know how many insane moments that have been brewed because of this rivalry. You get that on top of it being a championship game. And also you have the added stress for Washington Spirit. They were in the finals last year. They lost 1-0 to Orlando Pride in a little bit of a controversial goal. And me and Jessica Sharman get a little bit into that one as I just spoiled the next segment for you guys. But she gets in a little bit about that as well. But Washington Spirit coming into this championship with a bit of a chip on their shoulder. They want to prove and get and right all the wrongs. They want to come in and they want to set things right. And Gotham, they want to prove everybody wrong. They want to set everything on fire. It's one thing that I don't think people are talking about enough when it comes to Gotham as well. They advanced to the final for the second time as the lowest seed in the knockout stage. Coach Juan Carlos Amoros, his 2023 squad, won the NWSL title as the 6th seed in the 6-team playoff bracket. That was before they switched it to the 8th seed now. But they did it in 2023. They're looking to do that again here in the different format as well. And they're trying to do it as the 8th seed. That's another added element. It creates, there's so many different storylines, I think, in this championship match. And it's what makes, I think, the love for this game and for this matchup in particular on Saturday. It's what gets me excited about the match. And just, I'm really looking forward to seeing what can go down, because it's really a show of a team in Washington Spirit who have so much talent on that roster and who have done great things this season. But also too, when you take a look at Gotham and what they have done, they've gotten hot at the right time and they're getting things done. And especially too, in that last matchup, sometimes it's, you know, you're staying back more defensive, you're holding things down and you're picking your moments too, to strike on the counter. But listen, it's something too, and it's one thing we know from championship soccer here in the U.S. it doesn't really matter sometimes if you're the better team or not. Sometimes it's moments. It's you take one moment and that can be it. That can be your moment to steal away the win from the second seed. It can be an opportunity for you to take away the hopes of the eighth seed and able to come in and get the job done. It's going to be a wild championship. That's one thing. And it's going to be absolutely insane. But when we come back on the other side, I bring in an expert in this situation. I bring in Jessica Charman, a good friend of mine, good friend of SDH and of 92.9. She is going to be on the radio call for SiriusXM for the matchup on Saturday. So I get the chance to bring her on and we talk a little bit more about this matchup, get a little bit more in depth as to what she thinks is going to happen in this matchup. And, you know, what both teams need to do and how their seasons have played out so far. So make sure you guys stay with us on the other side. This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight special here on Off the Woodwork on 92.9 The Game.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back in to Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Special edition as we get ready for the NWSL Championship happening this Saturday here on Off the Woodwork on 92.9, The Game. Madison Cruz here alongside Jessica Charman, who a little special role heading into the championship this weekend. You want to explain a little what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, it's super exciting. I will be on the play-by-play call of the final for SiriusXM FC. It's actually the second ever national broadcast of the NWSL Championship for radio. I had the chance to do it last year, which was incredible. And now to get to do it again. And what's even cooler is I'm doing it alongside someone that is mind-boggling to be able to call them this, but is a friend of mine now, Jess McDonald, World Cup winner, NWSL champion. And like, I don't even know how to explain it. When you're starting to have people in your phone book that are like Jess McDonald, Heather O'Reilly, Laurie Lindsay, it's a bit weird because you're just like, I'm just a kid from Clayton State University with these people. But yeah, very happy, very excited. It's going to be interesting to go back to radio. Shout out, you know, Mike Conti, who does it every single week. That is a different style. It is extraordinarily like changing the way you call a game, obviously, but I'm super excited to do it. And luckily I grew up listening to radio and soccer on the radio. So anytime I get to do this, all I think about is like how proud little me would have been that was listening to sports radio from like 4 years old.
Well, even too, you know, it's only the second time it's going to be nationally broadcast like this on SiriusXM, especially for NWSL. I think it's showing the growth of the league, and especially in a match that it's really exciting with everything that how it's played out, especially in the tournament so far. It's been wild.
Yeah, I think firstly, just to credit the league and the growth of the league, as we've seen. And I mean, you've talked a lot about Atlanta on other medias getting an NWSL team, a number 17 for the league. Just yeah. The growth of the league has been incredible. And, you know, I've been involved in it at a very close level for the last 2 years, admired from afar. And to just see the growth even in my 2 years to be able to have like a NWSL broadcast for a radio, not just a radio, but on site, flying to San Jose, all of this to show like the commitment to the cause and the market for it is amazing. But you're right, this bracket has been incredible. Part of the radio show on Played In was to make a bracket, and I'll be completely transparent. I was bust nearly everybody after the quarterfinals. I had Washington Spirit to win the whole thing. So I've still got that chance. Yes.
You got it.
Gotham, I mean, when you have a team like Kansas City Current that just did everything right all regular season, broke nearly every single regular season record that there is, whether it was on the defensive side of the ball, the attacking side of the ball, to see them knocked out as the number one seed was extraordinarily shocking. Yeah. But I also think with Gotham FC, the important thing to note is their position in the table was so fluid all season long, and the parity in the NWSL, particularly within that top eight, top nine, because on decision day, obviously North Carolina Courage was still alive. It displays how close those teams are really in like the grand scheme of things when you see so much movement in the playoff bracket. So yeah, I'm excited, and I'll tell you, Gotham is probably the underdog on paper going into this one, but if you ask Jaden Shaw, underdog who? So I really wouldn't be somebody that would put juice boxes on this game at all, because I just don't know which way it's going to go, if I'm completely honest.
Yeah, well, don't tell John Nelson that. He might actually ask you that question tomorrow. Well,
yeah, I know. I'm like, John, I might have to preface that as, hey, John, I'm not sure if I'm going to be a guest unless you
unless you don't ask me to do juice boxes.
I'll just claim it's contractual. Sirius has it in my contract. I'm not allowed to predict it.
When you take a look at how NWSL has happened this season, especially with the tournament and with Gotham FC, what have you seen from them heading into this tournament, and especially too from Washington Spirit too, and in a matchup that has a lot of stakes, not only for the championship, but also the rivalry element of it all as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think with Gotham FC, one of the biggest things has been their season has been a roller coaster up and down. There were points of the season where they were sitting in third, then there were points when they were outside of the top eight to make it through the bracket. And that says to me, they weren't as consistent as maybe they would have liked to have been. They obviously won the CONCACAF W Cup Champions League, which was huge. And Juan Carlos Amoros had told the media that that was the first focus. The first focus was to win that silverware. Yeah. That negatively impacted maybe their regular season run a little bit. They had to balance games. They had to divide things up. They were still having to do that all the way up to decision day with the next round of the CONCACAF W Cup. But what I like about Gotham is that they have a lot of big stars, but they also have a lot of youngsters as well. Lily Real, who's just been named Rookie of the Year as of now with the award show, has been incredible defensively and incredibly intelligent. And I love that she got the love with that award, because so often individual awards go to attacking players, because statistically it's so much easier to be like, okay, well, she scored 10 goals her rookie year, let's give her the rookie of the year. Defenders don't necessarily get as much love. But then you've got world-class players like Esther, who is one of the absolute best in the world. You've got Midge Purse, who came back from injury, who US Women's National Team fans will be well aware of. And now bringing in Jaden Shaw, who had a miserable time of things in her first two clubs with San Diego and North Carolina Courage. The moves didn't go the way they were meant to be. And now she just looks like a different player. Obviously, she scored the free kick against Orlando to get them the ticket to the final. So I just think this Gotham side has, and I know it's cliche, we always talk about it in American sports, but they're finding their stride at the right time. And in American sports with playoffs, you get this level of forgiveness. It doesn't really matter how your regular season went as long as you qualify for the postseason. And once you hit postseason, it's just about finding your stride early. And do they necessarily play the most brave soccer? Not really. I think they played very, very defensive, and they've been fantastically defensive. Emily Sonnet, of course. You've got Ann-Katrin Berger, who's absolutely incredible in goal. One of the saves she made at the end of that game was jaw-dropping. We saw her in the Euros as well. So I think they're able to combine really solid defense, which defense wins championships. Sorry, forward players. And then they've also got a little bit of star power. So we'll see. I would like to see them be a little bit braver. I thought they were quite negative against Orlando, but who am I to call them negative when they got the result? It worked out for them. But just for the thrill of the game, it would be nice to see them with that star power, the likes of Esther, go in a little bit from behind. The issue is against Washington Spirit, who are so good on the counter, so good in transition, have so many speedy players that can get in and behind. That risk they take, it's going to be a real balance to see which way they go.
And then with Washington Spirit, you know, especially after last year's championship, they lost it 1-0 to Orlando Pride.
Goal as well. Like, yeah, this doesn't get talked about enough for me. I still think it was a foul in the build-up play. Like, I still think it was a foul leading to that goal. I felt really bad for them. Obviously, I was delighted for Marta. Anyone that loves the women's game, loves the game in general, has to appreciate what Marta does for the game. But yeah, I think there's a chip on the shoulder of this Washington Spirit side. And we've had an opportunity a couple of times to talk to both Adrian Gonzalez, their head coach, and also players with the team. I was able to interview Kate Wiesner, who's a second year pro that was there obviously in the first championship. And she just says, last season, we were so young. We were so not ready this season. We're a whole year more experienced, a whole year more knowing what to expect. The likes of Hal Hirschfeld, who I love watching her play. I think she's one of the unsung heroes. And again, she was a rookie last year. The fact they got Corey Bethune, who wasn't available in the final last year. She was injured, of course, is huge. Trinity Rodman has had two almost complete games of rest now, which was really part of the game plan, I think, for Adrian Gonzalez. Just can we not need her in these first two games to make sure that she's got two more games rest before she comes in? And we all know what Trin can do. And I think a huge talking point about it is, if this really is, and I obviously am not speculating, I don't know anything insider information, but just based on what you're seeing, if they're not able to keep Trinity Rodman in the NWSL with, you know, salary caps, with negotiations, with all of this, if she wants to spread her wings and go try Europe, whatever it is, with this being like a last hurrah for now, and I think it would be a for now because you don't see Trinity Rodman not coming back if she does leave. That's going to be a huge storyline too. Like, kind of like how people wanted to win the championship for Marta in Orlando. I have a feeling a lot of those players will want to win it for Trin in Washington Spirit.
Yeah. And I think what Trinity Rodman has done, I think, in NWSL is so huge. And when you look at this matchup heading into Washington Spirit versus Gotham, you look at what happened throughout the season as well. Back on April 26th, there was a 3-0 win for Gotham. Then the last matchup was August 9th.
Washington was a completely different side then. Different coach, different player availability. Yes. So, yes, I think you're so right. I think it's important because it shows that Gotham can break them down. But it's one of those where it's like a grain of salt.
Well, and then you also have the one back on August 9th where it was a 0-0 tie.
And like, then they played 0-0 as well in CONCACAF Championship. Did. So they played three times. The 3-0, I think, is an anomaly. 2-0s. And again, it doesn't really market the game fantastically, but I think in games where there is so much parity, where things are so close, you're going to try and play brave. But I do think Washington Spirit is just so electric in the attack at the moment. Roseman Kwasi, Gif Monday are just excellent attacking forwards that we're blessed to have in this league. But my fear would be, and I don't think it's going to happen early in the game, but for Gotham, the fear would be if they try and take the game to Washington a little bit, then they can get hurt. And then the more that Gotham has to fight back to get into a game is where that scoreline could potentially get distorted.
So one thing I'll lead up before we kind of close things out here with you, Jess, is it's been talked about, is this rivalry as well heading into the championship. It's kind of the thing that you want out of a championship, especially when you go in, the added element of this extra emotion. For you, especially calling a lot of these matches, knowing both of these teams, what is this rivalry? Like, how, where did it stem? What is like some of the big things that come from it? And I mean, what do you expect in fireworks wise? And how do both teams kind of manage that added emotion on top of playing in an NWSL championship?
Yeah, I think it's funny because people, and Mitch Purse came out and said this after the game, they're calling it the District versus Empire, which I think is a really incredible name, by the way. So I guess proximity to an extent, the fact they're two big, huge cities, the fact that obviously with NWSL being a smaller league, you're not going to have as many geographically like touch tight neighbors, but there's going to be, you know, that kind of element. I think both teams would boast that they have very proud fan bases, which is very important as well. And they've always been competitive in terms of the games that they've played against each other. You mentioned the 3-0, but for the most part, they're heavily competitive. And now you add the fact that there is silverware on the line. It's going to be a massive matchup between two sides that want to prove a point. There's been a lot of talking, a lot of chit-chatting. Esme Morgan of the Washington Spirit came out and said, I've got reasons I don't really want to play, or I want to play both of the teams because I don't really like them. And I think she would definitely enjoy an opportunity to defeat Gotham as well. What am I expecting from this game? I'm expecting a really high standard of soccer, which is amazing. I just think the level of the NWSL is fantastic. I'm expecting a lot of transitional moments, which is fine. It's going to be quick paced. It's going to be big moments from goalkeepers. I think both Aubrey Kingsbury and Katrin Berger are fantastic goalkeepers, which I obviously love. I don't think either team would want to go to penalties, quite frankly, because both Anne Katrin Berger, but more particularly Aubrey Kingsbury, has been so proven from 12 yards out that that feels like advantage Washington Spirit. The only thing I'll say that kind of tarnishes it a tiny bit, and I understand why it's at a predetermined venue, and I understand why that's the right thing for NWSL to do in this moment. It's a bit of a shame that the game is in San Jose, just based on the fact you have two teams on the East Coast that now have to travel. But I have no doubt, just because of the market of both these two teams, that there would still be locally based fans, that there'll still be plenty of fans traveling. So, I'm expecting I'm not expecting a huge amount of goals, if I'm honest. I think it'll be fairly close, but that's the nature of a lot of finals. If you look, it's quite rare for a team to just explode out and score six in a game or whatever. But yeah, I'm just hopeful. And I think the conditions are meant to be beautiful. It's meant to be like 55, 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, it's going to be the perfect day for a fast-paced game. Two really good, well-coached sides with a lot to prove, but also two teams that have championship pedigree and that have been there before. So yeah, I'm excited. And we're going to be talking all about it on SiriusXM, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, SiriusXM, I'll let you cut the promo because the match is Saturday at 8 p.m. You can watch the match on CBS. It's also going to be on ESPN3, but you got to listen to the match because our very
radio is better. You're listening to us on 92.9 The Game right now. Radio is the best medium, and you can be multitasking while you're doing it. We're going to have a pregame show with myself and Jess McDonald. We're also going to have Kylan Mills on the sideline. 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Pre-game show, 8 p.m. kickoff, like you mentioned, 5 p.m. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time kickoff, which is really cool. I like that it's that time, particularly as I'm only flying out on Friday. So I couldn't do, can you imagine an 8 p.m. Pacific time kickoff?
No,
no, put me to sleep. So yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a lot of fun. SiriusXM FC, channel 157. You can get in your car, you can get in your phone. Yeah, whatever. There's my promo, Maddie. I'm doing good, right? I'm almost
doing great.
The promos.
You're doing great, Jess. No, once again, appreciate the time, and we're looking forward to hearing you, especially all the way across in San Jose.
Absolutely. Thank you, girly. Have a good one.
Once again, thank you to Jessica Charman for joining me. And up next on our last segment, we are going to be going through the 2025 end of season awards for NWSL, as well as wrapping things up before we get to the championship on Saturday. This is an AST special here on Off the Woodwork here on 92.9 The Game.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As Championship Week is in full swing, as we gear up getting ready for Saturday's matchup against Gotham FC and Washington Spirit, you have a lot of stuff going on in this week. One of those things that you had going on was the 2025 NWSL Awards presented by AT&T. That happened on Wednesday, and we found out all of the best awards that were given out for the 2025 season. So we're going to go through all of those for you right now, as well as the best 11 of the 2025 season. Let's go ahead and give you the MVP presented by AT&T. That went to Temwa Shawinga of Kansas City Current. Temwa Shawinga earned both MVP and Golden Boot honors again. In just two NWSL seasons, Shawinga has already left a mark on the league. She's the first player to score more than 15 goals in back-to-back seasons since Sam Kerr did it in 2017, 18, and 19. She scored 15 goals, leading a historic Kansas City offense that scored 49 goals this season. I didn't mistake it. That is what it says. 49 goals this season. I mean, it's completely insane what this Kansas City current team did this season and what they have done. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do next season as well, heading into 2026. It's going to be really fun. And listen, Temwa Shawinga, she is someone to really keep an eye on. I mean, she is incredible in what she has done in NWSL. Let's move on to midfielder of the year. It was for North Carolina Courage. It was for Manaka Matsukubu. She had a breakout season and was rewarded midfielder of the year honors in her third season in the league. She scored 11 goals and became the youngest player to score a hat trick in NWSL league history. And her four assists helped her Courage teammates find the back of the net as well. Another historic season as well. North Carolina Courage were right on the cusp of getting into the tournament. Unfortunately, though, it was Gotham who was able to sneak in and steal the eighth seed. As we move on to Defender of the Year, it went to Tara McKeon from Washington Spirit. It's someone that Jess talked about in that segment before, and she is the new NWSL Defender of the Year, very new to the position. And something people might not know, switched from a forward to a defender 3 years ago. And I mean, you wouldn't tell the difference. I mean, there's a reason she's Defender of the Year for Washington Spirit and what they have done this season. And this is from NWSL with 140 clearances, 55 interceptions, and 44 blocks on the year. That's incredible. That's absolutely insane. You wouldn't even know that she made the transition in that regard. And that's a really cool fact that I don't think people realize. I didn't realize either, especially when you look at the league and what's been going on. But Tara McKeon, absolutely fantastic season for her and everything. And also, too, I mean, U.S. Women's National Team as well, getting the opportunity, too. I mean, it's a really good showing in that regard. It's incredible, and she's had an amazing year. Let's take a look at Goalkeeper of the Year presented by ELF. That was Lorena from Kansas City Current. She had 14 clean sheets and only had 13 goals conceded in the regular season. And for a Kansas City Current team, one of the best seasons, and that cannot be done without the Brazilian brick wall in between the posts. She was absolutely outstanding this season because, as we all know, defense wins championships in that regard, and it's one of the biggest things with Kansas City Current. They had such a well-rounded team. I mean, the fact that you had not only having the MVP as well in Shawinga, you also had Goalkeeper of the Year. I mean, it shows how balanced this Kansas City Current team is. Then you had Rookie of the Year, and that went to Lily Real of Gotham FC. And it was her first professional season and completely made an impact. And it's absolutely insane. Played every game this season for Gotham. And she's going to be huge, especially in this championship match on Saturday. Coach of the Year went to Beverly Yanez from Racing Louisville. And Bev, she led Racing Louisville to one of their best seasons. I mean, from their first playoff berth, winning the most games in club history. I mean, Racing Louisville had an incredible season, and it could have been done without their head coach. One other award presented as well at the NWSL Championship, it was the Lauren Holiday Impact Award, and that went to Sam Hyatt of the Portland Thorns. And she was named the Lauren Holiday Impact Player of the Year for her work with the Candlelighters for children with cancer. And it's one that does hit really personal to Hyatt. Her brother was diagnosed with cancer back in 2020, and they chose to represent the organization to help as many people as they can living with cancer. And it's an honor of an award too. And it's so incredible for Sam Hyatt. As we move on to the best 11 first team, this is presented by Amazon Prime. You have to go with your Goalkeeper of the Year in Lorena from Kansas City Current. And then you take a look at your Defender of the Year, who also joins that slot. It's Tara McKeon from Washington Spirit. You have another player who joined from Kansas City Current, as well as Kayla Sharples. Also as well, playing that fullback position, Izzy Rodriguez from Kansas City Current. Avery Patterson from Houston Dash. And you also bring in your MVP of the year, Temwa Shawinga from Kansas City Current. Your midfielder of the year, Imanaka Matsukubu from North Carolina Courage. And then from Gotham FC, you have Esther Gonzalez. You have Sam Coffey from the Portland Thorns. Claire Hutton from Kansas City Current, and Olivia Moultrie from the Portland Thorns. For your best 11 second team, also presented by Amazon Prime, in goal, you have Claudia Dickey from Seattle Reign FC, Emily Sonnet from Gotham FC, Jordan Bug, Seattle Reign FC, Lily Real, Gotham, Haley Mace, Kansas City Current, and Delphine Carcerino in San Diego Wave, Baya Zanarato from Kansas City Current, Emma Sears from Racing Louisville, Taylor Flint from Racing Louisville, Croy Bethune from Washington Spirit, and Kenza Dali from San Diego Wave. One thing about this championship week, as the anticipation builds for the championship match on Saturday, that is going to be at 8 p.m. You can watch the match on CBS and on ESPN3. You can also listen to it on SiriusXM with our good friend Jessica Charman, which, listen, if you're like me, I'm probably going to have it up on my TV, and then I'm going to have Sirius synced in to be able to listen to it as well as watch it and enjoy it in that regard as well, something I think you all should do as well. You do it for Atlanta United matches, for Mike and Jason. We got to do it for NWSL. Absolutely. It's one that I think, especially with the growth of NWSL and what we have seen in the last couple of years with the announcement of Atlanta getting an NWSL team, I slowly have started really getting more into NWSL this season in particular and being more aware of it. And I think I'm really excited to take a deeper dive into NWSL, especially next year, and getting the chance to really look at this championship and what it is going to mean. I think there's so many different storylines. You have Washington Spirit. They have a chip on their shoulder. They're looking to come back. They're coming back with revenge. They're coming back with a need to want to be better, especially from talking to Jess from last season. She spoke to a lot of those players. They know that they had a young team. They want to come back in this season as a well-oiled machine and get the job done in San Jose. And Gotham, they're looking to do the impossible once again. They want to come in and be the lowest seed, and they want to win the NWSL title. They want to do it again. And listen, it's all about picking the right moments. A team can get hot at any moment, and Gotham is hot right now. They want to come in, and they want to completely clean sweep and steal it from their rival, Washington Spirit. They also have the motivation. They want to come in and do what they should have done back in 2024. They want to do it now. And we're going to find out what's going to happen on Saturday at 8 p.m. as it's Gotham FC facing Washington Spirit. One thing I'll do before we close things out is coming in, not this weekend, but next weekend, Saturday, November 29th, 1:30 p.m., it is going to be the Skills Challenge, the 2025 NWSL Skills Challenge presented by CarMax. You can watch that at 1:30 p.m. on CBS and Paramount Plus. But they released who the team captains are for this skills challenge. It's Kelly O'Hara and Sam Mewis. Are you kidding? Like, that's insane. That is like, I don't know what to do. And I think I saw that and I was like, oh, I don't even know which team I'd want to play on. So that's the question I'm going to leave you guys. Which team would you choose? Would you want to be with Kelly O'Hara? Would you want to be with Sam Mewis? I don't want to pin them against each other because they're two incredible players, but I do want to know, especially with these two U.S. women's national team legends, which team would you want to be on? Because I honestly don't know. So maybe you guys can sway me in that regard, because I don't know. I feel like you have to go Kelly O'Hara, but I don't know. I don't know. You have to tell me, though, in the comments. You got to let me know, or you can let me know at MadisonCruz7 on X and Instagram. Thank you so much again. I hope you enjoyed this preview for the NWSL Championship between Gotham FC and Washington Spirit. I had a lot of fun getting the chance to really dive deep into this championship and what it all means. So I hope you all enjoyed as well. Again, make sure you follow me on all the socials, and make sure you follow SDH as well as 92.9 The Game for so much more NWSL action and so much more news. We have a lot of big things coming up, especially with Atlanta getting an NWSL team. So make sure you guys tune in and make sure you follow us for more information. So with that, thank you so much again for listening to this Atlanta Soccer Tonight special on the Off the Woodwork podcast here on 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.